KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, KN4RGN.
John, did you get that new antenna up?
Stuff has gotten in the way, but no.
You use that coax for it to come over there and collect dust now.
No, but school started.
Again?
Granddaughter.
How old was she, 12?
She's in seventh grade. And Monday there was no school. Tuesday and Wednesday we fought technology. Today we finally got some of those worked out and ran into a few other problems. And tomorrow's Friday.
So where is her home-based school? My granddaughter's coming up from Fleming Island, Florida. And she's doing the online school altogether, so she's on the computer from 8:30 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And she's been doing it on a laptop that I gave her. And so it should be all set, just except for getting online. So I'm hoping we're going to be reasonably confident there.
My granddaughter's school's up in Greensboro, North Carolina. And the whole North Carolina state system has been having issues, and we've been having some issues down here. I think we've finally got that worked out, but yeah, it's been a hard week.
Just keep slugging away at it until you finally get somebody that can give you the information that you need to make it work right.
Back and forth with teachers, counselors, whatever, and they've been having as much of an issue up there as we are down here, so it's, you know, I just wasn't prepared for the bandwidth issue, I don't think.
I believe that none of the schools were actually prepared. You know, it's easy to say, oh, we can do this online. No.
Contractors that set up, you know, the system, I don't think we're quite prepared for realizing that every student in the state, and there's like, you know, what, 100 counties in North Carolina alone, and this thing is actually nationwide, so I, you know, I don't blame necessarily the school systems, but whoever sold them the bill of goods of these various systems, sold exactly that, a bill of goods.
Agree with you there 110%, my friend.
So anyway, other than that, so maybe this weekend I can get to it. I think I'll go to the Ham Fest on Saturday, and maybe I can get this thing up maybe Saturday.
Okay, well, listen, W4NGU, Phil and I are going. You want to ride with us?
Exactly when I can get out of here, so and how long I'm going to stay. So, no, I'll drive, but I'll meet you guys over there.
Who in your Jeep?
Take my handheld along.
Oh, yeah. Take your handheld along. I don't know how well it'll work. You know what? I may just go ahead and set up my crossband to go to my car so that you can get us. Just hit me on mine. I'll have my HT, and we're going to head down there. We're going to be there at about 8:30, and we'll probably, well, I don't know how long we'll stay. Depends on what they got, what the turnout is. So, anyhow, give us a holler on your radio when you go.
You're going to be on this street?
Yeah, that's about as good as any.
Well, we'll see you over there Saturday then.
Rajo guy. All right. Well, I've got my, as of September 29th, my son-in-law sitting here next to me. And we're going to play with the radios a little bit. I'm going to try to do a little FT8. I'll catch you later. 73s, KN4, RJN, KN4VWA. Clear.
Dad, have a good one. Try to stay out of trouble. KN4RJN, I am clear.